This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Audrey called it the new normal, which is weird. At first it was like, oh my God, this is so wild. Now it's so common, but we're still trying to help you out. I guess it's good for us, right?
People are interested.
We're fighting the good fight.
Amen.
It's Waiting by the Phone, and y'all, if you would, say hi to Liam.
Hello.
Hey, dude.
Liam has been ghosted by Margo. We're going to hopefully find out why, but first, tell us about the story. Like, what happened?
I wish I wouldn't have to do this, but I'm glad I'm on the phone with you guys. I mean, I listen to you a lot. I feel like we're friends.
So aww.
Appreciate you guys. So I got on the apps. I got on Hinge. Wasn't excited about it, but I mean, I just kind of had to accept the fact that like you can't meet people at a bar anymore and then you have to do it on your phone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've heard Audrey talking about it. So, you know, I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. And, I actually met somebody pretty cool, pretty fast. I was kind of surprised. She seemed really, really great on the app. And like, she was also really, really cool in person. I asked her out, we went out for drinks, and like, I felt like it was going pretty good because I mean, like, we each had like 3 rounds, I want to say. So, I mean, like, you know, she wouldn't have been having a bad time. I don't know why she would have stuck around all that
right.
time.
That's a good point. Well, Audrey would stick around on a subpar day just for the free alcohol.
Also, if he's good looking. I think it has to be both.
Yeah, but I know some girls that just stick around for the alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
The ugly guy. Just used them for the buzz, and then they went out after, fueled, ready to roll.
With another guy.
100%.
Yeah. So, Audrey, you would stick around with an attractive guy even if you knew that you weren't compatible with him just because he was attractive?
It had to at least have good conversation involved a little bit.
Mm.
Where I was laughing at him.
Jeez.
Laughing at him.
Rude.
Were y'all flirty at all or anything?
Yeah, no, I mean, the conversation was really, really good. I mean, like, it, you know how, like, when you meet somebody and you kind of feel like you just kind of have, like, that good like, friend chemistry, you know,
yeah.
where it feels like you're, like, catching up with somebody you haven't seen in a long time.
That's good.
Yeah, it felt like that. And, like, there was definitely some, you know, definitely some flirty energy. So, like, you know, it felt really good. But then, like, I don't know, something turned, and like towards the end of the date, like she just like shut down. Mm. Yeah. And like, I don't know like what I said. I don't know what was going on. Like, I mean, I'm a pretty honest and open guy, and like, we were, you know, talking about our lives and, you know, letting everything out. And then all of a sudden she just got like really chilly, and I offered to take her home, but she said no. And I have not heard from her since then.
Mm.
We have called Margo. Fortunately for us and for Liam, Margo has agreed to come on the radio and spill the secrets. So first of all, I just want to say thank you very much because I know this is weird and very, very awkward to do. So appreciate you. Second of all, it's really going to be beneficial if you just lay it all on the line. What happened during the day? Because Liam seemed to think there was a connection and then something shifted. What was that?
I mean, he's not wrong. I was having a good time. He's a nice guy. I absolutely wish the best for him. I just know what I want, what I need, and what I'm looking for in a relationship. And I just know that a relationship with him is just not for me.
All right. That's totally fair, but that doesn't give him anything to go on.
Like,
so
why? What
happened that made you think that?
I mean, I don't want to get into too many details. I know it's his business and I don't want to put that on the air, but I don't know. When we were talking on Hinge, he seemed to sort of like have it all together, but I guess that's kind of how that goes on dating apps. But on the date, I don't know if it was maybe because we had had some alcohol, it was just easier to open up in person. I don't know, but he ended up giving me a bit more detail about his life that I just personally found a little bit concerning, about mental health struggles and things like that.
Well, this is kind of a touchy subject.
Nah,
I mean,
yeah.
I want to press, but I don't want to get too into it.
Let me just leave it at that.
Hold on. Liam.
Yeah.
I don't know how comfortable you are talking about this, but you're seeing someone?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't really think that there is any reason to be ashamed about anything.
Absolutely not.
No.
That in this day and age, I mean, everybody has their struggles, and some people decide to face it and deal with it, and some people decide to run away from their problems. And I have run away from them for long enough in my life that I'm tired of doing that. And so, yeah, I mean, like, I see a therapist pretty regularly, find it really, really helpful. I don't know. It kind of sucks. Like, it feels like you're kind of lacking in like empathy for me for, I don't know, being honest about this and also for like doing the right thing and trying to do something about it. You know, I mean, just because I'm, not always doing my best, but I mean, I'm doing something about it. I mean, I think that says a lot about who I am as a person and the work that I'm willing to put in to, you know, to fix things, you know?
You know what?
Well said.
Absolutely. Yeah. And shout out to you, Liam.
Shout out to you, Liam. Retweet.
We all are struggling with stuff. We all have issues. Some of us choose to just brush them under the rug, and some of us choose to fight them head on, work through them, and come out on the other side a stronger, better person.
Mm-hmm.
We like to compliment you on that. And mm-hmm. I guess, Margo, I don't want to make any assumptions here, but I guess you just don't want to get caught up in that. It's just not a fight you're willing to fight.
To be honest, Liam, you were incredibly transparent with me, and I appreciate that so much. I will be transparent with you. I think it's amazing. I do think that what you're doing is great. It takes a lot, and I have a lot of appreciation for that. But as far as being in a romantic, committed relationship with somebody, I just know that for me right now, it's not something that I feel comfortable taking on. I know that I don't want a partner who has to take medication or have to, you know, go to therapy or whatever it is in order to be, you know, at their best at the moment. I need something different than that. And I appreciate you opening up, but I just know for me, this is not what I need right now. It's not a matter of lacking empathy. I wish you the best of luck. I just know that right now, this is not for me.
As evolved as we are with mental health, there's still a lot of people that feel exactly like she does. So she's not the only one that feels that way.
Mm-mm.
She's allowed to have her preferences. And if she doesn't want to deal with someone else's issues, that's fine. Meanwhile, I'm over here in the same boat as him. So you just got to understand other people might not accept it.
But you guys are tackling them, so good for y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.